This weekend, this nation is celebrating its freedom and is celebrating in remembering the soldiers that laid down their lives for our freedom. Tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands of millions of people throughout history have laid their lives down for me and for you to join the freedom that we have. In the United States of America, we did not experience oppression and control the way other parts of the world are experiencing even now. I was born in the former Soviet Union, and I've heard a lot of stories of how freedom there was not the freedom that we are experiencing here. And we're so grateful, and let us not take for granted the freedom that we have here in this nation. God has truly blessed us. God has truly given us a window of opportunity. As Apostle Paul says, not to use the freedom for our flesh, but to truly live in this freedom for the purposes of God. And let me take a step further. And this morning I want to talk about the ultimate freedom and sacrifice that happened on a cross more than 2,000 years ago. It's Jesus Christ that came down from heaven, was born in this world, and offered me and you salvation, that whosoever will put their faith and trust in him should not perish but have everlasting life. It's the freedom that was bought on the cross by the blood that was shed of the Son of God. And this freedom is not conditional. It's not only lasting for a little bit, or it's not threatened by this world. But the freedom that Jesus Christ obtained on the cross is given to me and to you by faith. And even though we can feel or we can go through difficult moments in our life, we have the freedom of Christ in our hearts, and it cannot be taken away. Hallelujah. There's a song, "This joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. This joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. This joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. The world didn't give it, the world can't take it away." Powerful, right? If the world did not give us this freedom and the joy that we have in Jesus Christ, nothing of this world can take it away, because we are secure in God's hand. Nothing can pluck us out of his hand, amen? But throughout the journey in this life, throughout this journey that God has called us to walk through, we face difficulties. We face challenges in our life. And the enemy wants to threaten even our lives. Yesterday, we had a funeral here. Our very own Bob the Evangelist from this church passed away to be with the Lord. And the stories that I've heard, how God used his life to impact thousands of people. I found out yesterday that he was preaching on social media, and he had about 60,000 followers that were hearing his message. I wish I knew that before. But God has called us to move forward, to follow him, but in this journey, we will face opposition. We will face things in our life that we will battle. We live in our flesh, and sin and the world and the desires of this world are trying to captivate our hearts. And even though we're believers, we have to fight against the flesh. I want to talk to you about a man by the name of Naaman. And the word of God says in 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 1 and down, if you want to turn there, 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 1 and down says this: "Now Naaman, commander of the army of the king of Syria, was a great and honorable man in the eyes of his masters, because to him the Lord had given victory to Syria. He was also a mighty man of valor, but a leper." And this morning I want to talk to you, and I've entitled this message, "But He Was a Leper." Verse 2. And the Syrians had gone out to raids and had brought back captive a young girl from the land of Israel. She waited on Naaman's wife. Then she said to her masters, "If only my masters were with the prophet who is in Samaria, for he would heal him of his leprosy." And Naaman went in and told his master, saying, "Thus and thus said the girl who is from the land of Israel." Then the king of Syria said, "Go now, and I will send a letter to the king of Israel." So he departed and took with him 10 talents of silver, 6,000 shekels of gold, and 10 changes of clothes. Then he brought the letter to the king of Israel, which said, "Now be advised, when this letter comes to you, that I have sent Naaman my servant to you, that you may heal him of his leprosy." Verse 7. And it happened, when the king of Israel read the letter, that he tore his clothes and said, "Am I God to kill and make alive, that this man sends a man to me to heal him of his leprosy? Therefore, please consider and see how he seeks quarrel with me." Verse 8. So it was, when Elijah, the man of God, heard that the king of Israel had torn his clothes, that he sent to the king, saying, "Why have you torn your clothes? Please let him come to me, and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel." Then Naaman went with his horses and chariots, and he stood at the doors of Elijah's house. And Elijah sent a messenger to him, saying, "Go and wash in the Jordan 7 times, and your flesh shall be restored to you, and you shall be clean." But Naaman became furious and went away and said, "Indeed, I said to myself, he will surely come out to me and send and call on the name of the Lord his God and wave his hand over the place and heal the leprosy. Are not the Ammonites and the Ephrites, the rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? Could I not wash in them and be clean?" So he returned and went away in rage. Verse 13. And his servants came near and spoke to him and said, "My father, if the prophet had told you to do something great, would you not have done it? How much more then, when he says to you, 'Wash and be clean'?" So he went down and dipped 7 times in the Jordan, according to the sayings of the man of God, and his flesh was restored, like the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. Verse 15, and he returned to the man of God, he and all his aides, and came and stood before him, and he said, "Indeed, now I know that there is no God in all the earth except in Israel." What a powerful story of someone that the word of God says in chapter 5, verse 1. Now Naaman, commander of an army of the king of Syria, was great and honorable man. Not only great and honorable, but also he was a mighty man of valor. And then there is one word that changes the whole story. And it says this: but he was a leper. My brothers, my sisters, in Christ, we are righteous people. In Christ and through Christ, we are victorious people. We are cleansed. We are made free. But in this journey with the Lord, the sin and the powers of hell are always fighting against us to entice us to fall in the trap of the enemy. The Bible says in the New Testament that the enemy has come to steal, kill, and destroy. And that's his plan. And that's his desires. And I want to talk to you this morning, according to the scriptures, that you might say, "I'm a good man. I'm an honorable man. I have it all together. I work hard. I'm a good father. I'm a good mother." But deep inside of your heart, but there is something that has to be changed. Leprosy cannot just go away on its own. In the New Testament, we'll be reading in a moment, people that had leprosy, they were seeking to meet with Jesus. to be cleansed and washed away. In our life, leprosy that represents sin, leprosy that represents the things and the characters that are not of the Lord, only can be changed and we can be delivered by the power of the cross. And even though Naaman was a commander, he had authority over the army. He was on the top of the top. He was a great, honorable man. People respected him. He was a mighty man of valor. People were afraid of him. But there was something in his life, there was something in his heart, there was something, a part of his flesh, that nothing, no wealth, no money, and nothing that he had, no authority, no power, had the authority and the power to change him and transform him. And my brothers and my sisters, in our life, what are some of the things that we agreed with, that we're walking in those steps, that is trying to captivate our mind, our hearts, and our flesh? And we can say, well, I'm great. I have authority, I have power. I can preach, I can pray, I can sing worship, I can lift my hands up, I can do all of those things, but there is leprosy in our lives. And this morning, I want to remind you that Jesus Christ wants to deliver us and heal us and transform us. And often when we deal with things, it can be lying. It can be stealing, just a little thing. It can be dealing with things or doing business that is not honorable to the Lord. It's putting things in front of our eyes that defile our bodies. It's agreeing with things, listening to things that entice us and brings leprosy in our life. And it spreads. And it spreads and ultimately does not only affect us, but affects all of us, all of our family, our marriage, our children. And often we have this expectation, oh, only if I can have this miraculous moment like Saul has had on the road to Damascus. This meeting with the Lord, that he will open my eyes, that he will just do something miraculous, that I will just walk in freedom. Can God do that? Of course. And that's what Naaman was waiting for. Naaman was waiting for this miraculous things. If the prophet of God only would come and wave his hand and speak these powerful words, I would be healed. But that was not the answer. And then he finds out, well, if I go to Elijah, maybe he will do all of these things. Maybe they will call a prayer meeting. Maybe they will anoint me with oil. Maybe they will do all of these things and miraculous power of God will come upon me and deliver me from this leprosy. And Elijah does not even come out. He sends his servants and tells him, go to this river that is not popular. Go to this river that many children maybe are playing and throwing rocks in. Go into this river that nobody desires even to hang around with. And dip yourself 7 times and you shall be healed. Are you kidding me? Out of all the things you can do, the power of God is in you. This little girl told me, only if I would know the prophet that is in Israel, God would heal me. And even the prophet doesn't come out. A messenger has come out to tell me this bad news according to him. And of course, he's furious because he has authority. He's a commander of the army. He's an honorable man. And now even the prophet does not obey him. My brothers and my sisters, are we waiting for big things for us to taste and walk in victory over things in our life that are trying to bring leprosy over our lives? When God says, go to this river. Go to the river that flows water. That gives you life. Read the scriptures and I'll give you the power and the authority to fulfill it. What are you talking about? I don't want to do that. I want the pastor to come and pray for me. I don't want to do that. I want a miracle to happen, and those things can happen. But more often than others, God is asking me and you to obey him and listen to him in small things. And the word of God says, don't lie, then we are to walk in that obedience and not lie.
If the word of God says, walk honorably, we walk honorably. If the word of God says, living together, before you get married, it's a sin, that I'm gonna walk honorably and not do those things. If the word of God says, do not get drunk with wine, but get drunk with the Holy Spirit, be filled with the Holy Spirit, in different words, then I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna obey the Lord. If God says, love your neighbor and love your enemy, oh God, I'm gonna do that. Because if I will allow hate to come into my life, division to come into my life, that's a form of leprosy. They will eat me up. And not only will eat me up with inside, but also will eat my flesh. My face will be down. And the word of God came to Cain and Abel. And he began to speak to Cain and says, why is your face down? And then he continues, he says, sin lays down at the steps of your heart, at the doors of your heart. And then he continues. He doesn't say, you kind of like try not to do anything. No, he says, you take dominion over it. Jesus gave us power and authority to take dominion over every principalities of this world. Everything that tries to come against us, God gave us authority through the power of the Holy Spirit to walk victorious. And of course, Naaman was upset because he did not want to hear this. He wanted to go to a big conference to receive deliverance and healing. And so often in our lives, we tend to do that. When is the big conference? When is the other big prophet coming? When is the other big healer coming? When God says, go to this river and dip yourself in this river daily, and you shall be made whole. And you will be healed. Leprosy will leave you. Can you imagine? He dips once, nothing happens. And you can say, well, I read once through the Bible, nothing happened. No, he says, continue to do that. Two times, this is so silly. He probably tells the guys, go look, nobody's watching me because this is crazy what I'm doing right now. A man of authority, a man of stature, a man of power, a soldier, a commander. Honorable man, but he had the issue that nothing can fix it. Only obedience in Christ and the word of God. And thank God that his men that came around him and told him, if the prophet would ask you to do something great, wouldn't you do it? We like great things, right? Because we find security in them, confidence in them. But he says, if he told you something simple to do, do it, and let's see what happened. And when he began to do that, and the seventh time, he comes out of that river. He looks at his body, and the Bible says his skin was made like a baby, like the skin of the baby, brand new. My brothers and my sisters, I want to invite you to come to this river, the river of Christ. Stop seeking, stop watching all of this crazy stuff out there. You're not demon-possessed if you're a believer in Jesus Christ. You don't need to seek all of these crazy things that are going around there. If you have issues in your life, and if you have things in your life that the enemy has come and brought against you, you're struggling with sin, you're struggling with things, come to this river and dip yourself into this river. Even if it takes you seven times a day, one scripture at a time, oh God, help me, cleanse me, and make me whole. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, that's what we will become. Come to Jesus Christ. Come to him and you will be made whole. You will be forgiven and you will be delivered. What are the things in your life that nobody knows that you're dabbling with? That it's a form of leprosy, that it's a part of your life that you cannot get rid of it. The Bible says that we were born in sin, that our hearts are wicked and desperately wicked. And who can know it? Only God knows it. And even in those moments, he's not ashamed of us. He's not afraid of us. But as Pastor Josiah mentioned already, he invites us into the holies of holies and says, I will embrace you. I will cover you. I will love on you. I will deliver you. And in my closing, I want to encourage you this morning The grace and the mercy of Jesus Christ does not condemn us, but convicts us. And there's a big difference. The enemy condemns us, and condemnation drives us away from the Lord. Conviction that comes from the Holy Spirit brings us closer to the Lord. And if there are things in your life that you're listening this morning to this message, my goal in no way is to bring condemnation, because I am not your enemy. But I want to bring you conviction through the power of the Holy Spirit and the Word of God to remind you that Jesus loves you with everlasting love. And whatever leprosy is trying to get a hold of you, you can be made whole. You can walk in freedom. You can walk in victory. You can walk in love. You can walk in honesty. You can walk in purity. You can walk in holiness. Not through your power, but through the power of the Holy Spirit that is given to me and to you when we become born again. The enemy always comes and tells you, you're so weak. You're a loser. You can't do this. And all what we have to say is, yes, I agree with you. But through Christ, I am more than conqueror. That's why the Word of God says, renew your mind. How do we renew our mind? Through the Word of God. Through the power of the Holy Spirit. Come to the simplicity of the Word of God, to this river that so many object, that so many push it away. And when we do that, maybe freedom will not come overnight or right away. But as Naaman was going down into the water, first time, second time, third time, fourth time, it seemed like nothing was happening. It came a moment that something did happen. Hallelujah. And in my life, in your life, we might come in prayer to the Lord. We might come into the Word of God and we say, man, nothing happened. I just read the Word of God and I went back and watched pornography. I read the Word of God, I went back to the bar. I read the Word of God and I went back to my girlfriend's house to do all of the things that are contrary to the Word of God. But let me tell you something. Come back to the Word of God. Even when you fail, even when you fall, even when you did things that you should not be doing, come back to the Word of God. Come back to this river that in this world it's not popular. But if we walk in obedience to the Lord, victory belongs to me and to you. Victory, it's ours. Victory, it's promised to me and to you. Hallelujah. God loves you. He cares for you. And He wants to make you whole and clean. The Word of God says in Mark chapter 1, verse 40. Now a leper came to him, imploring him, meaning Jesus, kneeling down to him and saying to him, you see, leopards, they were supposed to run away, hide from people, to stay away in special places. But Jesus was never afraid of them. And then he kneels before Jesus. And he says this, if you are willing, you can make me clean. It's almost kind of, God, I've done it all. I've tried to go to programs. I tried in my strength to do things. I've tried to read books. I tried to discipline myself. I told myself I'm not gonna do it again. At New Year's resolution, I promised myself I'm not gonna watch those things and do all of those things. But I come to you now because I cannot change this leprosy. I can have money, I can have finances, I can have authority, I can have power, I can have influence, but nothing can change the state that I find myself in. And that's what he says. But if you are willing, I'm coming to you because I know that if anybody can change my circumstances, it's you. And if you are willing, you can make me whole. Not me, myself, and I. To try to do better. Then Jesus was moved with compassion. And I love this. I love this. The Son of God walking the streets of Jerusalem, looking at the need of people, looking at a person that everybody was running away from because he had an issue in his life.
But Jesus was moved with compassion, stretched out his hand and touched him. I love this scripture. That Jesus does not push us away, even when we are sinners, even when we're filthy, even when we fall, even when we are away from him. When we deny him, he does not deny us. And he touched him and said to him, I am willing, be cleansed. Hallelujah. And this morning, you may be asking this question. I've tried a lot of things, but God, are you willing? Are you willing? Because I am at the end of the rope. I'm in the corner. I come to church, I smile, I do all of these things, but inside of me, there is this leprosy that only the cross, the ultimate price that was shed on a cross for me, can deliver me from those things and make me whole. And this morning, Jesus is saying to you, I am willing. God is willing to cleanse you. God is willing to deliver you and give you victory. God is willing to transform and renew our minds. God is willing. God is willing. Hallelujah. And then he says, be cleansed. As soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy left him and he was cleansed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As soon as he spoke these words, he was cleansed and healed and made whole. Brothers and sisters, freedom and victory belongs to us as the Church of Jesus Christ. You don't have to walk handicapped. You don't have to be a handicapped believer. You can walk in victory. And if there is anything because of different circumstances that got a hold of our lives this morning, God is speaking to me and to you and says, I am willing to make you whole. I'm willing to make you free. Some of you might be having regrets of the things that happened in your life in the past. The things that you have done in your life. God is saying, I can renew your mind to deliver you from those thoughts, from those emotions. Because whom the Son sets free, he is free indeed. Maybe words that you have spoken, the places you have been, the things you have done. God is willing this morning, not only to deliver you from the present things you're facing, but also from the past things that you already have freedom from, but you're living in regret. I know that because I lived for many years in regret. You cannot change the past, but through Jesus Christ, you can change the future and walk in freedom, walk in liberty. The past does not have to define you. The cross defines you this morning. And he says that I am willing to make you whole. I am willing to free you. I am willing to cleanse you. Go to the river and dip yourselves many times. Many times. To Naaman was seven times. To me and to you is daily, weekly. Start little. Don't start, you know, to be a theologian. Start little. Read one verse. And say, God, help me to live it out. Dip yourself in this river and me and you shall be cleansed of the leprosy that is called sin that tries to captivate us and kill us and destroy us. But in Jesus Christ and through Christ, we can be resurrected for a new life. We can walk in victory. We can speak clearly. We can think clearly. And we can praise him. Father, we're grateful for this morning, for your word. There's power and authority over our lives, and we agree with your word. We dip ourselves in your word again and again. We come to you again and again. And I pray, oh God, that you would cleanse your people this morning. Father, we are in this battle. We can have titles, we can have positions, we can have great things. But none of them can deliver us. As the apostle Paul says, oh wretched man that I am, who deliver me from this body, from the worldly things, from this sin. But Lord, we come to you knowing that you can. And not only you can, but you are willing.
and you are filled with compassion. And this morning, I pray that we will respond to your compassion in Jesus' name. Amen. Can you stand, please, with me? As I mentioned before, the house of prayer should be the safest place we look forward to go to. Not a place to be judged, not a place to be looked down upon, but a place where it's special, in a special way that we say, God, I know you can meet me in a car at home, in my bedroom at work, but I put everything aside and I'm coming to the house of prayer and I'm asking you to meet me here in a special way. And this morning, if you're dealing with things in your life, nobody looks down upon you. In the end of the day, who cares what people think about you? The only person you should care what they think of you is Jesus. God, what do you think about me? David, being a king, he had authority, he had power, he had everything. But he also found himself in prayer to the Lord. And he said, search me, oh God. Oh, search me, because I am a human. I will fail. I know what I'm capable for. I'm capable of murdering. I'm capable of cheating. I'm capable of sinning. I'm capable of lying. I'm capable of all of these things. But I want to do the right thing. And I'm asking you now, search me. Search my heart. Is there any wicked thing in me? Purge it out. Cleanse me. I set my feet upon the rock so I can stand and walk with you. You don't have to live a handicapped Christian life. Sin, repent, sin, repent, sin. You can live in victory. God can make you whole. In the name of Jesus. Don't wait for great things. But walk in obedience and simplicity. Go to this river and just dip yourself into it. And the word of God, that it's a seed. This is a seed that will fall into our hearts. And it will bring fruit, it will grow in its due time. Amen?
Amen.
So if this is you this morning, have enough courage and boldness to say, I need prayer. And you're not coming to me or to anybody here. You're coming to Jesus, whatever what it is. If it's anger, if it's uncontrollable things in your life, it's substance, if it's lying, if it's cheating, whatever what it is, all we're gonna do is love on you, embrace you, and pray with you. And the cry of the heart that you might have, God, can you make me whole? Jesus has compassion upon you and he says, I will make you whole. Amen? So come during this song if you need prayer, and we'll be praying together in a moment.